We're currently in a series called When Good Becomes the Enemy of God, and this is part 6. If you missed the first 5 portions of this installments of this series, I really want to encourage you to listen to it. They're in the archives. All you need to do is go to christnation.tv and select the Radio Church tab. Now, we're talking about when good becomes the enemy of God. The Bible says that God is good, and He's always good. But that doesn't mean that good, as we see it from a human perspective, is always God. As a matter of fact, there is a good that will lead people away from God. Proverbs 14:12 says it. It says, there is a way that seems right to man, but the end is the way of death. In Matthew 24, verse 3, Jesus shows us how deception is going to be a big part of the culture in the last days. In Matthew 24, 3, it says, now as He sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to Him privately saying, tell us, when will these things be and what will be the sign of Your coming and of the end of the age? Now in the next verse, verse 4 of chapter 24 in Matthew says, and Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. Those are the first words that came out of Jesus' mouth after they asked Him about the end times. He says, watch out, don't be deceived, because deception will be central to the end times. The very next verse, He doubles up on it, and He says, verse 5, says, for many will come in My name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. Then in verse 11, in the same answer to their question, He says, then many false prophets will rise up in the end times and deceive many. Again, we see the theme here is deception. Then in Matthew 24, 24, it says, for false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Again, we see deception to be the central theme of the end times. So I've really figured out that all end time teaching should really be titled, How to Not Be Deceived. Because Satan hasn't changed his strategy. The way he deceived Eve is the way he's going to try and deceive you by what? By showing the good within the evil he's trying to sell you. You see, Satan will not come to you with a pitchfork or with horns. He will come to you as an angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11:14. Satan's ministers will not come to you as wolves. They will come to you as wolves in sheep clothing. They will look like sheep, Matthew 7:15. And if Satan was ever going to deceive you, it will be by something that appears to be good, something acceptable, or something profitable. So I decided to outline 3 things or 3 steps on how to not be deceived. The first step on how to not be deceived is to find your point of reference for truth. What is your point of reference for truth? When you measure something to be crazy or normal, what measuring stick do you use? When you want to measure something to be sane or insane, an idea to be sane or insane, is this a crazy idea or is this a good idea? I don't know. What is your measuring stick? What do you use to measure that with? What is your point of reference? When somebody wants to tell you that something is evil and somebody else tells you that it's good, how do you know the difference? What measuring stick do you use? So find out your point of reference between normal and crazy, sane and insane, and good and evil. How? By going to 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. The Bible says, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. In other words, it is useful to teach us what is true or what is good and to make us realize what is wrong. In other words, what is bad. It continues, it says, it corrects us when we are wrong, in other words, when we are bad, and teaches us to do what is right, in other words, how to do good. So Scripture defines normalcy. Nothing else does. My feelings don't define what is normal and abnormal. My opinions do not decide what is normal or abnormal. The culture that we live in ought not to define what I see as normal or abnormal, good or evil, right or wrong. Culture ought not to define that for me. God knows, please don't let Hollywood define it for you, because they try and do it all the time. The government doesn't decide and define normalcy. Government's not your point of reference. Hollywood's not your point of reference. Now what people do is they use their college professors as their point of reference. The college professors are not your point of reference between good and evil. not even preachers behind pulpits ought to define what normal is. Nothing and no one but scriptures define normalcy. Everybody else is crazy. Everything, every other idea that is contrary to scriptures is not just crazy, but is evil. We have to realize that when we see something as good, that thing has to harmonize with scriptures. If it does not filter through scriptures, if it does not harmonize with scriptures, it does not qualify as good from God's perspective. Good is only good when God says it's good. So here's Jesus. The rich young ruler walks up to him and says, "Jesus, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus says, "Hey, don't you decide what's right, what's good and evil? Let God decide that. Don't call me good. Let God call me good. Because if you say I'm good, it means nothing to me. When God says good, whoa, that means everything." So my walkaway point here with the first thing we need to do in order to be deceived proof, or how to not be deceived, is to find our point of reference. And my point of reference, or my point of reality, is always Scripture. Scripture. The second step on how to not be deceived is to secure the borders of your world. Secure the borders of your world. In other words, what world do I live in? I don't cross a border here. I don't cross a border there. In James 1 verse 16 through 17, it says, "Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren." Now he's going to tell them how not to be deceived. He says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." Now let me give this to you in street language. This is not a command, it is a promise. That if you would consider what I'm saying here, you will be deceived proof. And what is it that I'm saying? He is saying that there is nothing good for you outside of God. There is nothing good for you outside of scriptures. In other words, let the word of God be the borders of your life. Let the word of God be the boundaries in your mind and in your behavior, in your relationships and in your finances, in your child rearing, in your marriage, and in every part of your life. Let the scriptures become the borders of your life. That is the second step to secure that you are never deceived. Now, the third step to secure that you are never deceived, or to make you deceived proof, is to ask the question, what do you really want to do? God's will or your will? Ask yourself that. Every time you're tempted to judge between good and evil, right and wrong, ask yourself, what do I really want? Do I really want my opinion or God's opinion? Do I want my will or God's will? Do I want God's perspective or my perspective? Whose perspective do I want here? Because oftentimes we can justify the wrong just because we want to. John 7:17 says, "If any of you really determines to do God's will," if you really want to do God's will, "then you will certainly know whether my teaching is from God or is merely my own." I don't believe anybody with a pure heart before God gets stuck in a church or in a ministry where false gospels are being preached. I don't believe anybody with a pure motive gets stuck there. Why not? Because of John 7:17. It says, if any of you really determines to do God's will, if you really want the truth, if you really want to do the truth, to define that, if you really want to exercise God's will, not just know it, study it, but do it. If you want to be a doer of the word, he says in verse 17, "then you will certainly know whether my teaching is of God or not." Folks, when we boil it all down, I believe that the motive of your heart becomes evident in the decisions you make. Oftentimes we have to make hard decisions that don't necessarily feel good to make, only because we know that what is good is defined by scriptures And when we submit ourselves to scriptures, we know that it is approved of God. Nothing else is. Other opinions and philosophies, doctrines foreign to scriptures, preached by men that really encourage and that seem so on top of the world, doesn't mean it's right. It doesn't mean it's good. At least not from God's perspective. I pray for you every day, and I believe that God will keep you safe in His arms, and you will never be deceived.
Thank you for joining us today for a message from Pastor Jacques Jacobs with Christ Nation Church in Schaumburg, Illinois. Christ Nation is a friendly, life-giving church dedicated to serving the Lord by serving His people in the surrounding area and beyond, believers and unbelievers alike. Join us every Sunday at 10 a.m. or watch online by going to ChristNation.tv and selecting the Watch Live tab. For more information about Christ Nation Church or to download the podcast of all Pastor Jacques' sermons, visit ChristNation.tv. That's ChristNation.tv. This program is made possible by our radio church partners.
Christ Nation Radio Church is listener supported. If you have been blessed by this program and would like to invest in our mission here at Christ Nation Radio, then please consider becoming a monthly partner or make a one-time donation by going to our website at ChristNation.tv and then select the giving button. That is ChristNation.tv. With your support, we hope to continue and expand our mission of reaching hearts with the hope of God's Word. Just go to ChristNation.tv.